Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Would you like to have the best birthday ever? I mean, come on, it is a real-life spy adventure where I'll send you all the spy gear you need to solve the challenges to save a very secret mystery story that you've never heard before. So make sure you check out the links down below or go to thebestbirthdayever.com. Are you guys ready for today's part two adventure? Me too, let's go! As West and Lucy looked at each other, West was the first one to step inside, holding his flashlight out in front of them. Lucy was very close behind. I don't think she liked the dark very much. And who can blame her? They're going into some kind of mystery cave inside of a mountain! Yes, remember the last time they found a key? The giant rock in West's backyard? When they flipped over that rock, there was a very old key that fit into the side of this very old mountain, opening a door to an unknown world. Oh, gross! Spiderwebs all over my face! Said Lucy. She was pulling the spiderwebs out of her hair. West had the advantage of being a little shorter, and so the spiderwebs didn't get in his hair. But Lucy had to bend down and stay a lot lower. Where in the world are we? She said. I think we're inside the mountain. Look, I can see like tree roots. And look over there, there's just a ton of different caves. West and Lucy were standing what looked like the entrance to a whole bunch of different caves that led probably throughout the whole mountain system. How in the world are we supposed to know where we're going or what we're looking for if we don't even know what we're looking for? Said Lucy. Calm down, hold on, said West as he raised his finger to his mouth to say, shh. Let's listen. I think I hear something. He was right. One of the caves over to the right had the sound of water trickling. It sounded like either like a river or a little waterfall. Like it wasn't super loud, but there was something going on in there. That is going to be the first place we look. Come on. Wes started walking towards that cave and Lucy was a little nervous, but she was not going to leave Wes alone inside this scary cave. As they entered that smaller cavern where the water sound was coming from, they walked in and West was shining the flashlight all around. The walls were a lot wetter than all the other walls. They glistened and shined in a very special way as his flashlight bounced off all the walls throughout the whole cave. It made it a lot easier to see because it reflected the light around. But what in the world was back here? West was walking deeper and deeper into this cave when all of a sudden the sound of squishing wet mud under his feet started to echo. Hold on. I didn't bring the right shoes for this, said Lucy. I don't want to get these shoes all disgusting. Are you sure you want to go back here? Like, how much further are we going to go? Hold on. I think I see something, said West. Just up ahead, there was something shining very brightly, but there was a lot of mud in between West and that shiny thing. Thankfully, there were some large stones on the ground that must have fallen from the ceiling a long time ago, and he was able to jump from rock to rock to rock that would get him closer without sinking in a really deep pile of mud. All right, I'm almost there. He was hopping away, and finally, he reached the rock that was closest to that shining thing. He reached down and grabbed it. It was stuck pretty deep in the mud, so he had to get his hands pretty dirty. He pulled it out of the mud and rubbed it on his shirt. Lucy, look at this! West held up a gold coin. That can't be real, said Lucy. Bring it over here. Let me see. West hopped back on the rocks, back towards Lucy. Look, it totally looks real. There's like a picture of, I don't know, some really old guy. And on the back it has, look, it looks like a pirate ship. A pirate ship? Shouted Lucy. Shh, I don't think we should be very loud in here, said West. Let me go a little further into the cave, and I'll see if there's any more of these, said West. I'm coming too, said Lucy. It's funny how finding a gold coin can change your perspective on some muddy shoes. If you saw a gold coin up ahead and you had to get your shoes a little muddy, would the mud stop you or would you go for the gold coin? Yeah, I don't think there's any amount of mud that would stop me from grabbing a gold coin. As they went deeper and deeper into this cave, they found one, two, three, four more gold coins. West and Lucy could not believe it. But as they came to the end of this cave, they realized that they should probably head back home. And so they started jumping across the rocks all the way back, bringing with them the five gold coins that they had found along the way. Lucy had two of the coins in her hand, and West had the other three, as they were very carefully jumping from rock to rock to rock to get out of that cave. Remember, there was like a whole system of different caves. When you entered into the mountain, you were in like this one room, and there were maybe like five or six other small caves inside of it, and they had chosen one following the sound of... Do you remember what sound they heard when they first entered the cave? Yes, the like dripping of water, or like a little stream or something. I think that's what had made all that mud in that part of the cave.
Okay, we're finally fresh air.
Lucy took a big gulp of fresh air as they left the cave and found themselves back in the middle of the forest that they had started in.
All right. Well, we gotta get back home, West.
I know, but what about all those other caves? Like, we only went inside one. There were, I don't know, four or five others, said West.
Good point. Well, what time is it?
Holy smokes, that's 4:30!
Lucy had lost track of time because they were having so much fun exploring. It was definitely time for them to get home. So West and Lucy ran back home to tell West's parents what they had discovered. It was all very exciting, and they decided that tomorrow was going to be the day that West, his parents, and his babysitter Lucy were going to go explore the caves together with a bunch of flashlights. And that, my friends, maybe the end of this story, but just the beginning of this family's amazing treasure adventure. What would you do if you found a real treasure cave near your house? Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, I wish that would happen to me. Well, I guess we better start flipping those rocks to check and see if an old treasure key is hidden underneath. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Mithra from California, Davey from Massachusetts, Theo from Illinois, Priya and Rowan from Canada, Roam from Hawaii, Indiana from Australia, Lila from Wisconsin, and Grayson from the USA. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you next time. Bye.